Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Wednesday, October 29th, and Jenks, I will say one great thing from last night's win from the Blue Jays meant that we will get the World Series on Halloween, which I feel like is always like a cool aspect because like we have a big TV that you can kind of see from our front door. So like if somebody's trick-or-treating, like you can see our TV our like glass parts of our door. And it's one of those cool things where you're trick-or-treating, you're checking your phone, you come home for like a bowl of chili or something, and you watch a bit of the World Series. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's like parallel hobbies. It's like when I think of Halloween, yeah. I always think of the World Series because it's usually on.
Oh, I agree. And there's something about the fall, chill in the air, Halloween, World Series. Yeah, what are we doing on Friday? We're going to a costume contest. We better win this time. We better win. Catherine's going to punch a hole in the wall. And also we're going to, actually, you'll appreciate this, because we're going to go to Capitol Hill and visit with some friends of ours before the costume contest. And they have such a cute little neighborhood where all the kids get dressed up and come around and ask for candy. So we're going to go there early and hand out candy to the kids and then go to the costume contest later on. So that's going to be a great Halloween evening. And we got baseball this week, so I'm with you.
It feels like we were talking about like the Venn diagram of like our favorite things, like Halloween and World Series. Like that's a Venn diagram of like my favorite things is I love Halloween and I love the World Series. So it's going to be a great night. And it's funny that you talk about Catherine like expecting to win. Doesn't it feel like we have the same mentality when it comes to Shohei Ohtani? Like when you see him strike out, you're like, what? What just happened? And here's the thing, like he strikes out quite a bit. It's not like he's somebody who never strikes out, but I feel like watching Shohei Ohtani strike out is like watching like your dad or a parent cry for the first time. Like, do you remember this as a kid when like you realize that your parents are mortal for the first time and you're like, wow, this person has feelings and emotions. Like, that's the same emotion I get when I watch Shohei strike out. You're like, oh my God, he is human.
Yeah. I was just a bot there for a while. Like, what he did in game three, I know I wasn't here to talk about that, but I watched those highlights again and again. And that's how you know where I will sit and I love watching greatness. And that's in sports or otherwise, it could be in broadcasting, where I really appreciate greatness in any craft. And so when I can watch and be awed by someone because I have such an appreciation for people who are at the highest levels of what they do, I just sit in awe and say, it is amazing what you're doing. And I'm blown away by it. And so that was one of those performances where I just sat back and watched that a few times and said, man, this guy is perhaps the greatest baseball player of all time. And this is why.
Right. But then it's like really disappointing when you like have these high hopes and they don't do something. Like, I think that's the downside. It's like when you see like a, I don't know, like they're like Sydney Sweeney on the red carpet and then she like wears something like high cut and she's like not wearing that much makeup. You're like, what are you doing, Sydney? Use your best ass.
Right, come on.
So it's one of those things where like the expectations are just always really high. Yeah. All right, so John Smoltz, a former MLB pitcher, former MLB great, I'm pretty sure he's a Hall of Famer, once pitched for the Braves. He was on You Better, You Bet. I believe this was yesterday. And he had some words to say about Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, there's no comparison. It's hard to explain. I did one thing my whole career, and to try to think how you tell somebody that you could do an elite level at two different spots in a baseball, you know, I mean, I guess the only way that I could come close is you got a linebacker in defense, he's a quarterback on offense, and that's the only way you can explain it. I mean, you just can't, you can't do that in football. You're not supposed to. There's never been anybody that has done that. And he's playing, he could play a position, by the way, if he wanted to. You know, there is a reason for the longest time why he didn't, because of his elbow injury and arm, but he could, no doubt, be a wipeout outfielder. And he's playing at an elite level in every aspect of the game. So I totally agree with that. The greatest person and the greatest athlete I had ever played with was, of course, Deion Sanders. And he did something that, you know, again, on a skill level, is kind of hard to fathom. As a defensive back and one of the best ever, he would have been a great and maybe one of the greatest leadoff hitters to ever play the game if that's all he did. But he was sharing both baseball and football, with football being his primary sport. So I agree with your statement.
Yeah, and I mean, you hear this all the time where it's not just casual fans who are oohing and aahing at Ohtani. It's right. Guys who have, like, the biggest resume you could possibly think of in baseball. So here's the interesting dynamic I feel like in this World Series is, imagine you're the Blue Jays and you hear nothing but all of this stuff about Ohtani. Uh-huh. And, you know, they're baseball fans too, and I'm sure they, like, ooh and ah over Ohtani as well. But you have to lock in and you have to say, okay, this guy is a once-in-a-lifetime player, probably the best baseball player of all time, but this is our opponent, and we cannot be intimidated by him, and especially, like, the matchup that we'll see tonight, because this was a big deal, I feel like, the first time around when Trey Savage pitched, is that imagine you're a 22-year-old rookie making, like, your seventh big league start, and guess who you have to face as a leadoff batter for the Dodgers? Shohei Ohtani, which I'm sure these guys have heard everything about. It's just, Jenks, it feels to me that the Blue Jays have done an incredible job of looking at the Dodgers and saying, hey, you guys aren't better than us. You're our equals. And hell, we have the ability to out-hit you. And maybe we'll do it again tonight.
I think that's part of it, too. I mean, even Shohei aside, and, well, it's hard to put Shohei aside. Like, let's forget about Shohei for a second. I mean, let's forget about Shohei Ohtani. No, let's not. But I think it just speaks to the Dodgers hype. And look, it's warranted. That's the thing, right? So I am not trying to suggest for one second that the Dodgers don't deserve all of the plaudits and kudos that they get, particularly Shohei. But if you're the Blue Jays, they're here for a reason. They earned it. They can play. We've already seen, like, even if they lose the World Series, and who knows what's going to happen at this point, they can say, we gave it a run, man. Especially after that 18-inning marathon where that game could have absolutely gone either way. You talk about games going either way. That game truly could have gone either way. Instant classic. So the Blue Jays have earned everyone's respect. If they haven't, you're not paying attention. And I think they can use this as motivation if you're talking about all the attention on the Dodgers. Absolutely.
To put this in more relatable terms, like, it feels to me that the Blue Jays are very good at sidestepping. I don't even want to say this because maybe it sounds disrespectful, but, like, imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, to put this in terms of, like, us, Jenks, like, who's the most, like, famous or well-decorated person, like, best resume that you've ever worked with? Like, was there ever a moment where you're like, I should not be sitting in this chair next to this person? I feel very small.
Yes. I have been in that situation, in broadcasting, too. I mean, when I first got here, there were a lot of people that I worked with, and I was like, I don't know if I belong here or not. And at some point, I felt like I did. But even now, there are times when if you're sitting next to someone or you're talking with someone that you admire greatly, you know, it's hard not to say, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm going to try.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And act like I'm on this level. I think it's a very natural feeling. But even though I've been in this business, you've been in this business for a long time, I think there are greats that you talk to and you're kind of in awe of what they've accomplished.
Right. So I think that's the mental challenge for some of these young guys on the Blue Jays. And like sometimes we've talked about this, how maybe they're too young and dumb to like think about it too much. Mm-hmm. But I know that this has been a thing for Treya Savage. Like he has talked about it and he has said, I have tried to like water down the situation and just tell myself this is just another start. But like when you look around and you see all the fans and all the decorum, it's very hard to put that out of your mind. So your adrenaline's definitely going, but he will be the starter tonight for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays need him. The series is tied at two games apiece. If you're looking to bet on this game, you got to do it over at BetMGM. Grab a boost for tonight's baseball game in the World Series and use the same game parlay boost token on any matchup in the World Series and score a bigger payout if your same game parlay wins. All right, so the prices on tonight's game are once again the Dodgers as sizable favorites. And I'll say this, the Dodgers have been sizable favorites in every single game this World Series, and yet we stand at the World Series tied at two games apiece. So tonight, the Dodgers minus 210 on the money line over at BetMGM currently, and the Blue Jays plus 170. So Jenks, let's start there. The question that we ask every single game, do the Blue Jays stand a chance?
Yes, absolutely. Look, this is a rematch of game one when the Blue Jays won that game, right? They come out, they shell Blake Snell. Treya Savage was very good in that game. I tend to think that Snell's going to rebound in this one. God, am I going to go with the Dodgers again? But they've already proven they can hit Blake Snell. The question is, can you hit him in back-to-back games? That's exceptionally difficult to do. I do feel like, that said, the Dodgers are overpriced here. Minus 210 against a guy in Savage who can absolutely bring it with that splitter. That's what worries me. I like the Dodgers, but man, this is maybe when you look at a prop or maybe you look elsewhere, I feel like that the public money's going to come in on LA. Like, they're not going to lose back-to-back games. Snell's a baller, and he is, and I get that, but this is expensive.
Yeah, I think the price has passed us by to the point where you have to at least consider the Blue Jays at plus 170 because we've seen it. It's been a very evenly matched World Series. And here's the thing about the Blue Jays hitters is that they have done a great job of making some of these pitchers work for everything outside of Yamamoto, who's pitching in a different stratosphere. But last time around, Blake Snell walked three batters, which is kind of a return to what we normally see from Blake Snell, where he kind of labors and he gives up some hits, like he'll strand some runners. But still, at the end of the day, like if you leave enough runners on base for the Blue Jays, they're going to make you pay, because that is the bottom line of this Blue Jays team, is that right now they are the hottest hitting team in baseball. Like on paper, the Dodgers have the best lineup in baseball with multiple future Hall of Famers. But if you're talking about like this recent stretch, you know, again, the Blue Jays are averaging over six runs a game this postseason. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it's the team that looks better on paper versus the team that has more momentum. We see this in baseball a lot. Jinx, when the Nationals won the World Series, it felt like they kind of subscribed to this, where they were the hotter team and they just rode that momentum into a World Series win. So I'm not saying that the Blue Jays are going to win tonight. I am just saying that I think that the Dodgers, if they do win, they'll still have to earn it.
I think that's absolutely right. And I hope they do. Like, I want to see this go seven. You know, we're already on on a roll here, right? Come on. You're going to put ears on Friday? Trunk or treat? Is that right? I think I called it trick or trunk earlier. I'm like, oh,
you got
Michael.
It.
Oh, come on. What are you doing? Don't ask me to organize anything. Yeah. I mean, it's we need seven. We need seven here. And I think we're going to get seven. I really do. Blue Jays now have home field advantage back after winning last night. But I, man, I'm looking at a total maybe. Am I going to be lame and go with the Dodgers? I'm talking myself through this, but I think the Blue Jays are going to keep this close. Would you consider Blue Jays plus 1.5 at minus 120? I tend to think if you're going to do that, you just go with full plus money. But some people like these bets.
I think that you could probably make a case for it, but it's just like the plus 170 is too tempting.
Yeah.
Because like if you think they're contending, like they'll have the shot to win. So I think if I'm going to go with the Blue Jays, I'm going to go plus 170. But let's talk about this total for a second, because I do think it has been a tough handicap on some of these games.
Okay.
Like last night, the total was 8, or at least when I got it in the morning, and it landed on a push. So it's usually me looking at these lineups and saying, okay, like the Blue Jays are raking the entire postseason, no matter who's pitching, besides Yamamoto.
Right.
But what do we expect from the Dodgers lineup today? Like, it's wild that that's the side of the coin where I'm like, are we going to get some runs from the Dodgers? Which is a wild thing to say.
I think we will. And I think part of the handicap is, I know this sounds really lame to say, but look, they had 6 hits last night, right? 2 runs. And it may be a very simple way of looking at it, but it's not necessarily a bad way to look at it, which is, do you think the Dodgers can be shut down? Because they were shut down at the plate last night. With all of that talent, will they be shut down for the second consecutive game? Like Shohei went 0-for-3, had a couple strikeouts, and they're probably going to walk him like they did a couple games ago. But can you hold back the Dodgers for 2 straight games? I think probably not.
As far as bets go, I think that you continue to ride the hot bat of Vladdy Jr. And you go hits plus runs plus RBI, 2 plus is minus 103. So that means even if he gets walked and he gets knocked in and scores a run, that still counts for something. I feel like that's how you avoid the guys who get walked. Same goes for Shohei. But his number, of course, is a little bit more expensive. You'll probably have to play 3 on him. 3 plus hits, runs, RBI is minus 109. But we saw it in the last game. Like, he got on base 9 times. So when he is on fire, he is on fire. But I do think Vladdy Jr. has been the hottest hitter this postseason. And I'm not going to be shocked if that continues. Plus, he has good splits off Blake Snell.
Yeah.
Good splits off Blake Snell coming into this series. So I feel like that is the bet that I will probably be making. All right, coming up next, it's a Wednesday, and it's time to complain. It's a Whine About It Wednesday here on the show. You know I love it. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.